بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. We're doing the chapter Babu Fadli Salati Jama'a, the chapter on the virtue of performing Salah with Jama'a, in other words, performing Salah in congregation. This hadith عن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم صلاة الرجل في جماعة تضعف على صلاته في بيته وفي سوقه 25 ضعفا وذلك أنه إذا توضأ فأحسن الوضوء ثم خرج إلى المسجد لا يخرجه إلا الصلاة لم يخطو خطوة إلا رفعت له بها درجة وحطت عنه بها خطيئة فإذا صلى لم تزل الملائكة تصلي عليه ما دام في مصلاه ما لم يحدث تقول اللهم صل عليه اللهم ارحمه ولا يزال في صلاة من تظر الصلاة متفق عليه وهذا لفظ البخاري. حضر أبو هريرة رضي الله عنه نريت that رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said a person salah in congregation is 25 times superior to his salah in his house or in his business. So yesterday we explained that some ahadith, like the hadith yesterday said, 27 times superior. And here it is saying 25 times. So we explained yesterday that why these differences and how the differences are reconciled. Just to quickly recap, that the difference stems from differences in the quality of salah. A person's quality of salah is not so high, and then a person is getting 21. This is from some of the explanations that the ulama give, that if a person's quality is not so high in his salah, for example, in sincerity, and the way he is performing it, then he gets 25 times. If it's increased, then he gets 27 times. Another explanation is the reward for salah in which the qira'ah is recited loudly is 27 times more, whereas that which the qira'ah is recited softly, for example, in asr salah, in zuhur salah, person is getting 25 times. Another explanation is, the reward was originally 25 times. However, Allah Ta'ala increased it due to His grace, His mercy, His kindness. Allah Ta'ala increased it. That one time it was 25. And then Allah Ta'ala increased it to 27. That's another explanation. So this, however, it is from the kindness of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. And Allah Ta'ala increases for whoever He wishes. Just to go on with this hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explains, now for who is this reward where a person's salah is multiplied? This is because of the one who performs a perfect wudu and then he goes to the masjid. So the first lesson you learn is, where do we make wudu? We make wudu at home. Ideally we make wudu at home, or if a person can make it his business and then go to the masjid, it is a better thing to do. Although many of our masajid got good wudu facilities, etc., the better thing to do is to make wudu and then proceed to the masjid. Yes, if a person is en route and he hasn't got wudu, or he's already in the masjid and his wudu has broken, now he goes out and he makes wudu, that is fine. But ideally we should be going to the masjid with wudu. So in our planning time, when we are planning to go to the masjid, already plan for wudu also, factor wudu in and then try and proceed to the masjid. Here we see specifically Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying, the one who performs a perfect wudu and then he goes and he performs salah in congregation, it is 25 times superior to his salah in his house or in his business. This is because the one who performs a perfect wudu and then goes to the masjid with the sole purpose of performing salah, then for every step that he takes, every step that this person takes, he is elevated by one rank and one sin is removed for him. And when he now performs his salah, the angels continue supplicating. The angels make dua for him. What dua do the angels make for him during the time when he is in his place of salah? So long as he is there in his place of salah, the angels now making dua for him. He did this in a previous chapter, but here it is slightly different words. The angels are making dua for him when this person is in his place of salah and his wuzu does not break. Why? Ulama explains specifically whilst he's there in his place of salah, waiting for salah, and his wuzu does not break. Because if his wuzu breaks, then he shouldn't be waiting for salah. At that time he should be proceeding to make wuzu and then come back and wait for salah. So the angels make dua for him. What dua they make? Allahumma salli alayhi, Allahumma arhamhu. O Allah, send salutations upon him. In other words, send special rahmat upon this person. And O Allah, have mercy upon him. Ya Allah, have mercy upon him. Send your special grace upon him and have mercy upon him. And this person is considered to be in salah as long as he waits for the salah to begin. As long as he waits for the salah to begin, this person is considered to be in salah. One point extra to remember from this hadith is the first part of this hadith says, Salatul Rajuli fi jama'atin tudha'afu ala salatihi. The word that is used, tudha'af. Tudha'af means that it is multiplied 25 times. I read something very interesting in the sharah yesterday, is that there are two forms of multiplication. One is a simple multiplication. For example, if you get one reward for performing salah alone, then you get 25 rewards for performing salah with jama'ah, according to this hadith, which uses the words to du'af, to be multiplied. Some ulama of the opinion that this multiplication is not a simple multiplication where one multiplied by 25. The word to du'af means it's a compound multiplication. Compound multiplication means that 1 times 2 is 2. 2, then the next step is 2 times 2 is 4. The next step is 4 times 4 is 16. And it continues like that for 25 times. In other words, it's my understanding, is 1 to the power 25 Allah Ta'ala is giving for performing one salah with jama'ah. This word to du'af means compound, Allah Ta'ala multiplies it. So ulama explained that for a person performing one salah with jama'ah, assuming that one salah is giving you one reward, then for one salah with jama'ah he's getting 33,554,432 rewards for one salah performed with jama'ah, based on this hadith that his thawab is multiplied. In other words, to the power 25, Allah Ta'ala is giving him so much reward for performing salah. And it's not difficult for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nothing is difficult for Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala's grace and mercy knows no limits. It's just that we are not there to loot. We are not there to grab and take the rewards. It's there for us. Sometimes a person gets carried away, he's in his business, he's got a meeting, never mind, I'll read namaz later. But if he thinks to himself that I'm losing 33 million and some change, 33,554,432 rewards. If it is just one, imagine if it is more, how much more it will be. The man thinks like that, you think he'll ever miss his salah. I'd rather lose this whole deal of mine, but I don't want to lose the reward Allah is giving me for performing salah. What? Jama'ah. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. As you know, today is Friday. We should try and come early for salah. Try and come to the masjid early for Jumu'ah salah. Prepare in advance so that you can make it early. Recite Suratul Kahf. Encourage the family also to recite Suratul Kahf. Take advantage of the time before Maghrib salah. And the zikr of the day, as much as possible, send durood and salat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You don't have to have one kitab in front of us as we're driving, as we're moving. Simple, easy durood. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Imagine the whole day on a Friday we're sending salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We should consider it our fortune that Allah is allowing us to send, sinners like us to send salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah bihamdihi subhanaka allahumma wa bihamdika nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun wa salamun al mursalin walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.